Be Not Afraid by President Gordon B. Hinckley. You already know the world seems to have plunged into chaos, but if you've been paying attention to what the prophet has been saying, you know President Gordon B. Hinckley doesn't want you to be fearful. He only wants you to be faithful, hopeful, and prepared. Here are some of his recent statements. Dark as is this hour, there is shining through the heavy overcast of fear and anger the solemn and wonderful image of the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Prince of Peace, the exemplar of universal love, and it is to Him that we look in these circumstances. It was He who gave His life that all might enjoy eternal life. From an address given on September 11, 2001, in the Tabernacle on Temple Square. Preparation and safety. Members of the Church in this and other nations are now involved with many others in a great international undertaking. Unitedly, as a Church, we must get on our knees and invoke the powers of the Almighty in behalf of those who will carry the burdens of this campaign. We have been counseled again and again concerning self-reliance, concerning debt, concerning thrift. As we have been counseled for more than 60 years, let us have some food set aside that would sustain us for a time of need. But let us not panic or go to extremes. Let us be prudent in every respect. And above all, my brothers and sisters, let us move forward with faith in the loving God and His beloved Son. Peace may be denied for a season, but God, our eternal Father, will watch over this nation and all of the civilized world who look to Him. Our safety lies in repentance. Our strength comes from obedience to the commandments of God. Are these perilous times? They are, but there is no need to fear. We can have peace in our hearts and peace in our homes. We can be an influence for good in this world, every one of us. From an October 2001 General Conference Address. End of the article, Be Not Afraid, by President Gordon B. Hinckley.